Harper Audio presents What Would Google Do? Written and read by Jeff Jarvis. It seems as if no company, executive, or institution truly understands how to survive and prosper in the internet age. Except Google. So, faced with most any challenge today, it makes sense to ask, WWGD, what would Google do? In management, commerce, news, media, manufacturing, marketing, service industries, investing, politics, government, and even education and religion, answering that question is a key to navigating a world that has changed radically and forever. That world is upside down, inside out, counterintuitive, and confusing. Who could have imagined that a free classified service could have had a profound and permanent effect on the entire newspaper industry? That kids with cameras and internet connections could gather larger audiences than cable networks could? That loners with keyboards could bring down politicians and companies, and that dropouts could build companies worth billions. They didn't do it by breaking rules. They operate by new rules of a new age. Among them, customers are now in charge. They can be heard around the globe and have an impact on huge institutions in an instant. People can find each other anywhere and coalesce around you or against you. The mass market is dead, replaced by the mass of niches. Markets are conversations, decreed the Kloutrain Manifesto, the seminal work of the internet age in 2000. That means the key skill in any organization today is no longer marketing, but conversing. We have shifted from an economy based on scarcity to one based on abundance. The control of products or distribution will no longer guarantee a premium and a profit. Enabling customers to collaborate with you in creating, distributing, marketing, and supporting products is what creates a premium in today's market. The most successful enterprises today are networks, which extract as little value as possible so they can grow as big as possible, and the platforms on which those networks are built. Owning pipelines, people, products, or even intellectual property is no longer the key to success. Openness is. Google's founders and executives understand the change brought by the internet. That is why they are so successful and powerful, running what the Times of London dubbed the fastest-growing company in the history of the world. The same is true of a few disruptive capitalists and quasi-capitalists such as Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, Craig Newmark, who calls himself founder and customer service representative, no joke, at Craigslist, Jimmy Wales, co-founder of Wikipedia, Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, and Kevin Rose, creator of Dig. They see a different world than the rest of us and make different decisions as a result, decisions that make no sense under old rules of old industries that are now blown apart thanks to these new ways and new thinkers. That is why the smart response to all this change is to ask what these disruptors, what Mark, Craig, Jimmy, Jeff, Kevin, and, of course, Google, would do. Google generously shares its own philosophy on its website, setting out the 10 things Google has found to be true. They are smart but obvious PowerPoint lines, helpful in employee indoctrination, especially necessary when your headcount explodes by 50% in a year, to 16,000 at the end of 2007, and to 20,000 before the end of the following year. Focus on the user, and all else will follow, Google decrees. It's best to do one thing really, really well. Fast is better than slow. You can make money without doing evil. There's always more information out there. The need for information crosses all borders. These are useful, but they don't tell the entire story. There's more to learn from watching Google.